This is some beautiful Bermuda grass. And that is a tall barn. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your tailgate talk. Okay, so I know most people don't appreciate the sight of pretty grass, but it's just kind of my thing. And I know that barn is not that tall to some people, okay? I know it's not that tall to some people, but I'm not going to even try to deny the fact that you're not going to find a bigger wimp when it comes to heights than me, okay? There's not a bigger wimp. I don't think on the face of this planet, and I've not gone to every corner of the world. I've been to a couple of them, but I've not met a bigger wimp about heights. Glass elevators in hotels. There's a tower in Hot Springs, an observation tower, and I've got a couple of guys that will serve as a witness to this. It's got a glass elevator in it that as you ride it all the way up, and it's like, I don't know how tall it is, 50,000 feet or something like that. It's not really that tall, but it feels like it. And I hunched down on the floor. I rode that elevator flat on the floor because I there's no shame in my game here. I'm terrified of heights. And that barn right there had a hole in the roof a few weeks back. And I don't know how it got there. And I'm not thrilled about the fact that it was there. It almost looked like a bullet hole. Like somebody had shot way far off and that bullet finally came down and went through the, I don't know, but it was a hole, a big old gaping hole, and it had to be fixed on the roof of the barn. And guess what? I had to get up there and fix it. And that's, like I said, it doesn't look that tall to some people, I guess, but guess what? It is tall. And I had to climb a big old tall ladder and I had to get up there because duty called. And it was way up there, and the view was incredible. I mean, I had some hay baled at the time, and so it was beautiful out across the field. It was pretty, but it did not change the fact that I was on the top of a hay barn and it was off the ground, and I wasn't digging it. I don't do the heights. We all have some fear, right? Everybody's got something they're afraid of. Even the biggest, toughest guy in the world, or the toughest, meanest lady in the world has something they're afraid of. They might not want to admit it, but there's something that we've all got fears. And I think that's why the Word of God, about 365 times, God says, fear not. There's one for just about every day of the year, right? Just about daily, God would remind us, fear not. And a lot of times with that reminder, fear not, comes a promise, a whole lot of times. And that promise with fear not is, I'm with you. Oh, I love that. How can we fear not? Well, He is with us. How can we fear not when we're walking into a terrifying ordeal that we have to endure in our life? How can we fear not when we're having to go through a season of our life that we don't understand, that we never expected, and that we have no idea how we're going to get out of? We can fear not because we know that we're not in that season alone. He is with us. Man, that's good stuff. That we serve a God that doesn't just leave us alone to figure all this stuff out on our own, but He says, fear not, I'm with you. Ah. Can I just encourage you today? Don't fall prey to fear. Lean into the promise that He is with you. And not only is He with you, but He's also promised that He'll never leave you or forsake you. So He's with you and He's always going to be with you if you have a personal relationship with Jesus. If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, put your faith and trust in Him today. Would you admit to Him that you know you're a sinner? Would you cry out to Him and ask Him to forgive that sin? Would you admit to Him that you know that Jesus died for you, that He was buried for you, that He was resurrected for you? And ask Him to forgive your sin and welcome Him into your family. If you'd like more information about being a follower of Jesus or growing in that relationship with Jesus, get in touch with us through this LifeWord page so we can help you get on track as a follower of Jesus. Listen, I love you. Thank you so much for joining me today on a tailgate talk. I want to save you a seat right here on the tailgate. Until next time, you never know where we're going to pull up and drop the tailgate and have a chat. See you next time. And until then, have a great week. Love you.